Okay, everybody, Boker Tov. So, Boker Tov, everybody. So, this is just continuing yesterday. We started the discussion of Tomei Devorah. So basically, what we got finished saying yesterday is that the Ramak said in a general fashion that a person has to do his utmost to resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How in the world do you resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You have to resemble his midot. So if you want to resemble his midot, the way to do that is you have to search. We said there are two places in the Tanakh where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's 13 midot are recorded. One in the Torah, in Parashat Kitisa, and the other one in the Navi Micha, right? Mi'el Kamocha. So he's going to focus on the ones of Mi'el Kamocha, and each one, he's going to elaborate on each one of the midot, and what we can do to resemble those midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'achat, Mi'el Kamocha. Midah number one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Midah of Mi'el Kamocha. What does that mean? Who is a God like you? What is that supposed to mean? Moreh al hiyot HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech ne'ilav sobel albon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows himself to be insulted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows himself to carry insults that are heaped upon him by his creations. Mashalo yechilau ra'ayon, which is something that is unimaginable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatest master creator, allows himself to be insulted by his own creations. How does that work? Thank you. So he says like this. Hare en davar mistar meshgachato b'li safek. There's nothing that is hidden from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge. There's not one moment of a person's survival in this world that he's not directly being nurtured by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu nurtures every single cell with oxygen and with food and with water, every single second of our existence, we would cease to exist in one moment. So every second we are very connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Shefa that he gives us. Which means, if you think about it for a second, when we sin, okay, there are 365 negative Torah commandments, plenty of Dirabbanans. Anytime we sin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in essence, what are we doing? It's a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and he said, you have a right to exist under these terms and conditions. You know that whole long thing, and you have to press, like, click here, or I agree, or whatever? What are those, you know, that long thing of terms and conditions, what's that? It's called the Torah. Hashem says, I'm giving you a right to exist under the following terms and conditions, which are called Tariyag Mitzvot, Ayin Torah. Look at the Torah Shebichtav, look at the Torah Shebe'al Peh. Those are yours, those are your rights to exist, which means that when we sin, we are A, rebelling against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and B, rescinding our rights, we're giving up our right to exist. Now guess what? In order to sin, sinning requires some sort of action. Not necessarily action, it could be a thought, it could be a speech, it can be an action. All things in this world are split up into machshava, dibur, ma'aseh. Thought, speech, or action. You can sin in either one of these three ways. Now, guess what? Obviously, let's start with not the least, but let's start with the least tangible, which is thought. In order to think, guess what has to happen? You have to have brain waves. You have to have brain cells. You have to have brain function. You have to have, you know, other bodily functions in order for the brain to work. Now, guess what? If a person is thinking machshavot lo tovot, or thoughts or things that are sinful against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is providing the brain waves and the brain function at that very moment that a person is thinking machshavot ra'ot? If a person's speaking things that are against the Torah, whether it's lashon hara or rechilut or onat dvarim or nivul hapeh or speaking in betakneset bishat tefila or whatever it is, who is giving the person the ability to speak at that moment? There's plenty of people who are brain dead, and there's plenty of people who are mute. And kal vachomer, if a person does avonot, with his hands or with other body parts, who's giving him the power to do that? Once again, how can it be? Think for a second. Hashem is giving us koach to do what? He's giving us koach while we're doing the avonot. Hashem says, you know what? I'll give you the koach. And even though we're using the koach against him, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sovel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bears the insult. It's a tremendous thing. If you think about it, it's not only rebellious against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the epitome of chutzpah, any sin that we do, because we're using that God-given power against God. ולא תאמר שאני יכול למנוע ממנו הטוב, ההוא חס וחלילה. שאלה בכוחו, ברגע כממרה, לייבש ידיו ורגליו, כעין שעשה לירובעם. Which means, don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't just paralyze us mid-sin, because guess what? There were such stories in the times of Yerobam ben Nevat, the wicked king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a Navi to chastise him. Who was that? Ido Navi. He told him, hello, that's it. He made him his mizbeach, and he said, Hashem's going to kill you and all the Kohanim. And Yerobam got so upset, he stretched out his hand and he said to his guards, catch him and kill him. And then when he stretched out his hand, vativash yado. His hand got paralyzed, couldn't put his hand down. So then what? Then Yerobam's like, yeah, can you put in a good word for me so I can put my hand down? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mid-sin, if you wanted to punish somebody, if you wanted to paralyze him, he could very well do so. He's done so in the past. So don't think that he can't. And now he says, ואם כל זה, שהכוח בידו להחזיר הכוח הנשפעו, והיה לו לומר, כיוון שאתה חוטא נגדי, תחטא בשלך ולא בשלי, which means, Hashem could have said, you know what? You want to sin? Use your own brainwaves. Use your own oxygen. And use your own bodily functions. Yeah. What's our own brainwaves and bodily functions? Nothing. We don't have any. Hashem says, you want to sin? Deal with it yourself. And we could drop dead. But Hashem doesn't do that. Rather, he doesn't hold back. Lo mipene zed manatu vo min adam ila saval albon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not withhold his goodness at that moment. Vishpia koach ve'etiv la'adam tuvo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to shower his goodness upon the individual. This is patience and bearing insult that is unimaginable from someone like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'al ze kor'im malachei ha'shalel la'HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech aluv. As a result of this midah, the malachim give a nickname to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's that nickname? Melech Aluv, the king who is the insulted king, the king who bears insult. What a tremendous, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adonai Malach Geut Lavesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the epitome. If there's anyone in the world who can act begava, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets it go. He says, you know what? You'll sin, I'll keep on giving you power. V'hainu omro mi el kamocha. What does it mean, mi el kamocha? Who is a God like you? Ata el ba'al chesed ametiv, el ba'al koach li'natem v'le'esof et shelcha. You are the omnipotent, almighty God, and you are able to strike a person down in a moment. The second a person does something against you, boom, he could do that and take away all of the goodness. Ve'im kol ze ata sovel v'ne'ayla v'at sheyashuv b'tshuva. Nevertheless, you don't do so. Hashem bears it in hopes that a person will be chozer b'tshuva. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah. What is that now? At the end of each of these analyses of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midot, what the Ramak does is then he translates it to us. Now that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. What does that mean for us? He says, "Harezo midah shetzarich ha'adam leitnaheg ba ritzoni ha'savlanut. V'chein heyoto ne'ayla v'afilu l'madrega zo, v'im kol ze lo ye'esof tovato min hamkabel." Sometimes we are hurt by people around us, by any relationship. You give and give, and sometimes people do things to insult you, people do things to hurt you, people do things that, you know, transgress. Let's say you're even in a position of authority, and you lay down certain rules, and people just completely disregard the rules that you set, and you have the power to withhold all of the goodness that you've been doing. Right, whatever it is, whether it's husband and wife, parents and children, friends with friends, siblings, at work, in yeshiva, it doesn't matter. It says when a person does something that doesn't rub you the right way, don't immediately react by saying, "Oh, you're no longer deserving of my kindness or my favors or whatever," and pull back. One second, think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many times do we do things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're not deserving of His goodness, And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pull the plug on us. You better believe that in this world, we're, you ever heard of life support? I'm sure everybody knows Hashem Yirachem from coronavirus. Guess what? We're all on life support by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's life support. When was the last time you saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we sinned against him, immediately, boom, pulls the plug on the life support, and then we all flatline. You ever saw flatlining? Hashem Yirachem. I have. Yeah? Hashem doesn't do that. Hashem doesn't act that way. Hashem acts b'sevlanut. Patience, love, hope that the person's going to be chozer b'tshuva. We have to do the same to our friends. If we want to, like we said yesterday, if we want to invoke that heavenly attribute, if we want to activate Hashem's midah v'rachmanut towards us and showing us shefa, even though we may be undeserving, what we have to do is bestow that shefa upon other people, not only when it's convenient and when they're loving and do things to love us, but even when they're doing things that don't rub us the right way, if we're still able to continue showering these people with favors and chassadim and love, Hashem says, that's my man. That's how I act. That's the first midah of Miyam Kamocha. We'll pick it up tomorrow, Bezat Hashem.